You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. It has been a day. For those who are unaware of my work schedule, Monday is one of my 2 days off a week. And, you know, I was hoping for a nice, relaxful day. Relaxful? Relaxing. I can't even talk. And I did not get it. I went out, started doing my errands, got about 2 stops in before the radiator blew on the car. I am hoping it's just a hose. And that's an easy order from rockauto.com. Not sponsoring today's episode, but very timely mention for Rock Auto. But I have no idea. I had a long walk with a giant bag of cat food and some cases of bubbly that basically cut into my arms. So that was cool. The game that I play, usually to distract from those sort of things, gave me no respite and just made me angrier. And then to top it all off, the Blue Jays went up against Gerrit Cole today. And if you thought there was any kind of residual goodwill or magic left in those bats after that 15-1 beat 'em down of Los Angeles on Saturday, oh, honey, you have not been watching this team, have you? I say that snarkily, but yeah. The Blue Jays went up against Gerrit Cole, and this time they lost. And it's one of those frustrating losses, you know, that you know could and possibly should have gone the other way. Not for the Blue Jays, not in April, not this year. Instead, Kyle Higashioka, who Jays Talk host Show Alley pointed out, has 12 home runs in his career now. 5 of them have come against the Blue Jays, including 2 in the game played earlier tonight. 3-1 final. After the Blue Jays had that 15-run explosion to make me doubt myself and wonder, is this a sign? Maybe the Blue Jays are turning things around. Maybe this is their chance to bust out of this early season slump. Nope. 5 hits. They actually out-hit the Yankees in this game. And we'll talk about that in the second segment. But 5 hits. Only one of them was for extra bases. Came from Randall Grichuk. It's just very frustrating to yet again see this team go out there with no plan, no course of action, and just flail. Just flail away. 12 strikeouts tonight. 12 freaking strikeouts. Like, I recorded another podcast episode earlier today for the Hooks and Runs podcast out of Texas. And by the way, Texas, great for my mental health when they want to introduce a bill that would take transgender children away from their parents if their parents actually acknowledged their proper gender. They want to put them in an absolutely terrible foster system, a foster system that I have used when writing a character in a story who, depending on the plot, either ends up basically a convict or brainwashed. Depends on how realistic it is. So, not feeling the love for a lot of people in Texas, Hooks and Runs guys were good. I appreciate Craig and Eric. I'll let you know how to hear that in the final segment. But yeah, when I was recording that podcast earlier, I was trying to, you know, explain what was going on with the Blue Jays and why they couldn't really seem to get anything going with the bats. And I said, you know, they seem to be falling back into bad habits. They seem to be expanding the strike zone. They seem to be swinging at pitches they know they should not be swinging at. And they can't help it. Blue Jays were tied for... No, they actually are right now. I can give you the updated standings. Tied for fifth in the league with 102 strikeouts against 31 walks. 31 walks, by the way, are tied for 18th in the majors. That 216 batting average is 22nd. And if you take out the 15-run explosion against the Angels, they drop from a tie for 13th with Tampa Bay to 28th, ahead of the Nationals and the Mets, who have played three less games than them. This offense is pathetic right now. That's the only way I can explain it. And yeah, you can say, well, it was Gerrit Cole on the mound, and so they beat Gerrit Cole last time. They just can't do it when they're not facing the shell of Jose Quintana and Jaime Barria. Plenty of opportunities. Eighth inning tonight, they had two runners on against Aaron O'Day. Couldn't do anything. Two strikeouts. Because that's what they do. Every time. They get something going. But Joe Panik struck out to start the inning. Josh Palacios lined out. They got things going. Marcus Semien singled. Bo Bichette walked. Vladdy comes up and swings at two sliders that he had absolutely no shot at getting. And he knew, because he watched the first one that Darren O'Day threw for a ball. It's really frustrating to watch basically every pitcher in the league have a book on how to take out the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays need to start making adjustments fast, or they are going to fall further behind than they care to. I mean, do I think Boston is going to maintain this current 100 win pace? No. Absolutely not. It's Boston. But this is an AL East that is very much there for the taking. And they don't seem to want to take it right now. Not with the bats. Maybe with the pitching staff. I'll talk about the pitching staff in a sec, but first I gotta talk about betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, be it NBA, NHL, MLB, MLS is starting up this week. There's MMA stuff, whatever your fancy. You want to bet on the Oscars now that the BAFTAs have been done and you know who won them? You can bet on that at betonline.ag. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds on any updated odds and prop bet that you can imagine. It's the best way to place your bets. It's free to sign up. You head over to the website, and if you use the promo code LOCKEDON when you make your first deposit, you get a 50% welcome bonus. So check out betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. This segment of the podcast is brought to you by the Locked On Today podcast. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast, hosted by Peter Bukowski, with updates on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So I can cheer myself up a little bit with the pitching, at least. Because the pitching looked good. Robbie Ray basically made one bad pitch. And I can't even say it was that bad. Like, okay, I can say it was that bad. It was a heater over the plate that Kyle Higashioka buried. But that was still a pretty good outing for Robbie Ray. He was unhittable for the first four innings. And, you know, if he had a league average offense, might have been in line for a win. Again, I know they faced Gerrit Cole tonight. I don't care. They proved they could beat Gerrit Cole. I'm still not happy. But what Robbie Ray did tonight was, you know, assure Blue Jays fans that his spring, much like Steven Matz so far, was not a mirage. That the Robbie Ray that came out in spring training and looked really good is still there, even after sacrificing his body to protect his child while falling down a set of stairs. Is the three walks annoying? Absolutely. But we saw that the strike zone offered up tonight by, I believe it was Hunter Wendelstadt. Yeah. Who was behind the plate. Strike zone, typical, favorable Yankee strike zone. Getting all those low pitches while the Blue Jays can't seem to find where they're placing those strikes. But it was good. I'm not here to bag on the pitching. The pitching has been doing the job for the Blue Jays. Like, you know, they are sixth in the league right now in ERA. 3.10 ERA across the staff. And they have a whip of 121, and that's because the amount of walks they've given up has inflated things a little bit. But even still, they're like at league average in walks. Like, that's fine. I'll take league average. Slightly above average in strikeouts. Holding opponents to a .226 batting average. Sounded a lot more impressive 5 years ago, but now everyone's holding teams to a .230 or below average, except for Oakland. Everyone's teeing off on Oakland. Blue Jays have the pitching to compete. And that was the big thing we were worried about at the start of the season. Was would the Blue Jays find enough in the rotation to compete with the other teams that are vying for that American League pennant? So far, three of the pitchers have given them a positive answer. Hyunjin Ryu has been Hyunjin Ryu. Steven Matz has been excellent and makes me look really smart, and I love him for that. And now Robbie Ray has gone out and shown that he is still feeling very confident in his stuff. That's a good start for this team. That's a very positive takeaway from April, to have three guys that they know they can trust. And, you know, even the bullpen did all right. Rafael Dolis came out and got 5 outs. Walked another guy, but got 5 outs on 22 pitches. That's a huge bounce back performance from him. Maybe he won't be coming out in the sixth inning next time. Ryan Barucki unfortunately got hit by the Kyle Higashioka curse. And that was the pitch that I was surprised he muscled out. Because that was a high, high fastball that he had to go up and get. But Trent Thornton came out and looked good again. I'm a little worried that they've got him on like a 30-pitch count. I would like to see him kind of stretched out a little bit more, especially with Tyler Chatwood on the IL. You need a guy who you can trust to go 2 innings. And, you know, I don't trust Rafael Dolis to do that every time. But, you know, it's early. Still feeling things out. Still trying to figure out what this team is. Although, so far, the indications are it's a team that will pitch very well, but then not actually support its pitchers. The Jacob deGrom of the MLB. It's a bit worrying. You know what I don't have to worry about? When I eat a Built Bar. Like, I don't have to worry about, you know, packing on extra calories, even though it's, like, coated in chocolate, and, you know, it's one of those flavors I really like, whether it's apple almond crisp or caramel brownie or toffee almond. I had peanut butter brownie earlier today. So good. Melts in your mouth. I don't have to worry that that's going to damage my diet, because they're low in calories, they're low in sugar, they're high in fiber and protein, and they still taste great. I can't ask for much more than that. So if you go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your next order of tasty Built Bars in whatever flavor you choose. Maybe you want the Puffs one, the Churro Marshmallow. That's a good one. There's Birthday Cake. I kind of love the Birthday Cake one. There's the Built Bar Bracket Winner, Coconut Brownie Chunk. Whatever you want. Find it at BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your next order of tasty Built Bars.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This final segment is brought to you by Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Be a waiver wire winner with the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast. A daily podcast hosted by veteran analyst Scott Cullen, who uses data and 2 decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Follow Locked On Fantasy Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. I have been struggling a bit to start the season, fantasy-wise. You know, that's what happens when you kind of forget draft times. But, you know, I'm fighting for it. I'm doing my best to bounce back. I'm doing my best to try and get those points, get that money. That's what the Blue Jays have to do. They have to fight. They have to show something at the plate. I mean, there's evidence they're fighting. Rowdy Tellez got a hit tonight. There are no longer 3 zeros in Rowdy Tellez's batting average. There are 2 zeros, sandwiching a 4. I would have preferred 400 as opposed to 040, but at this point, I'll take it. Rowdy has a hit. All I can really ask, start showing some signs of life. Kevin Biggio was hitting 5th tonight, 0 for 4. Lourdes Gurriel, I get he was coming back after, you know, taking the hit from the vaccine. 0 for 3. With a walk. They have a combined batting average, those two, of 277. or sorry, 297. I can't math. That's why I write. But still, that is the state of this lineup, where guys who are struggling, guys who cannot buy a hit, are asked to bat fifth and sixth in the lineup. Like, you know, Alejandro Kirk seems to have been figured out. He's 0-for on the season. Josh Palacios had a come down game after his 4-for-4 against the Angels. But he's going to be in there probably until Teoscar is ready to come back. And maybe that's all this is. Maybe this is just the Blue Jays, you know, just trying to survive through vaccinations and COVID contact tracing and oblique strains and quad strains and all the strains. One of the things I learned from my talk with the guys at the Hooks and Runs podcast, these quad strains aren't new for George Springer. The Astros actually had him on a run count where if he ran too much, he'd be DHing the next day, or he'd be sitting out the next day. And in that moment, it made the Blue Jays' decision to keep Randall Grichuk on a lot more understandable, a lot more tolerable. I don't know how much Josh Palacios' play might hasten the need or the luxury to trade one of those gentlemen for another starting pitcher. Or maybe someone who can consistently get a hit in this lineup, since that seems to be the bigger issue right now. I don't know. Maybe this feels a little tougher just because I think a lot of us figured that, you know, this is going to be it. This is going to be the year that they push, that, you know, they start asserting themselves as a team to be feared, as a team that wasn't just happy to be in the playoffs, as a team that was ready to make noise. So far, those bats aren't making noise. There's no thunder in those bats, aside from the one belonging to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. All I'm hearing is a lot of air and a lot of weak contact. Little pops, as opposed to the fireworks. They're going to have to try and bounce back tomorrow. They'll have a chance. They get Jameson Taillon, who, you know, I don't believe I've ever actually seen pitch. So that'll be interesting. But yeah, Taillon did all right in his first start. Picked up a no decision. Just trying to find it. But yeah, went 4 2/3 against the Orioles, gave up 2 runs, but struck out 7 Orioles in less than 5 innings. That actually worries me, because he could very easily match that total the way the Blue Jays have been swinging lately. I know this is a really tough stretch of games. Everything seems to run together. But I would have thought they would have used Sunday's rainout to maybe try and make an adjustment or two. If they did, it did not look like it in Monday's game. So, maybe let's start seeing it. Maybe we can get Hyunjin Ryu that first win. That would be good. Hyunjin Ryu deserves a win. The Blue Jays starters deserve a win, really. But that'll be up to the bats to decide. I'll be here anyway. I'll be here talking about it. Just like I did on the Hooks and Runs podcast with Craig and Eric. So you can check that out wherever you get podcasts while you're, you know, making sure you're subscribed to this podcast. You can do so on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. You can make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. Links are posted on the Twitter feed. And you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is so, so dumb. But it makes it easier to keep track of where the Republicans want to stomp on transgender rights next in a vain effort to make wedge issues their raison d'etre for the election instead of, you know, actually having plans on how to rebuild the economy post-pandemic, you know, like politicians are supposed to do. But anyway, you don't come here for politics, I know. It's just really hard to see that every day. And no, there's a group of people that don't value you as a person. They value you as a tool to try and get elected. And I hate them so very much. So until the next time we talk, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at JaysFromTheCouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.